What happens if you get sick and do not have a power of attorney?
So two things can happen. One, if you lost capacity, so let's say you had a stroke or some sort of accident and you could no longer pay your bills or make any financial decisions. The assumption is always that, well, my spouse can do that. And that's true if they're a joint owner on a bank account or investment account. But a spouse doesn't have power to deal with your retirement accounts, with your life insurance, or with any accounts that are in your name alone. And so, unfortunately, the law doesn't allow a spouse to just take care of those things. They would have to go to court for a guardianship. And a guardianship process is very expensive, and it can sometimes take 3 or more months to get a hearing. And so, what we have found in those situations is that if the person's in the hospital or goes into a nursing home, bills start to accumulate because they don't have the power to do what they need to do. So that's how the financial situations work if you don't have a financial power of attorney. And then if you don't have a healthcare power of attorney, there are in Pennsylvania some defaults in the law that outline who doctors can speak with about decision making. However, you don't really want to rely on defaults because the people that the law says can make decisions for you may not be the people that you want making decisions for you. So again, the healthcare power of attorney is going to outline who can do that so that you're not left with somebody making decisions about your very personal healthcare treatment that you wouldn't want.
If you do not have any family or friends who can be the agent for these powers of attorneys, what is a resource for identifying someone or company or agency to be the agent?
So, in some instances, we do name a fiduciary, like a bank. I think Tammy might be able to speak to some other resources you might be able to have at your disposal to be able to list there as well. But I think, off the top of my head, I've seen it that a bank has been named as an agent. Sometimes they don't serve. Sometimes they can't. Usually when you're dealing with banks, they'll want to be compensated. So that's something to consider as well.
Even for healthcare.
Yeah, a lot of banks are not willing to serve in that position, but some banks are. So you just have to ask the bank of your choice if they'd be willing to serve as power of attorney for financial and health, and they'll let you know what their internal rules are about that.